If we go back to how it started, we in drug and alcohol services, you traditionally will see the person with the issue, but Motivate's a bit special in that it also supports family members as well. But we recognise that children are also part of that family. You know, they need support, and there are some unique sort of conditions that arise in families where there is a substance misuse issue. So we wanted to support children in their own right, and we wanted it to be very child-centred and child-friendly. So we developed the family service. Initially, it was for alcohol. As the years have progressed, we now also support families where there are drug and gambling and gaming issues as well. So over time, that's been its kind of evolution, if you like. It's grown and now supports not just alcohol, but all types of behavioural addictions.
Can you tell us a bit more about the effects, the impact being related to someone with a dependency can have, especially on children? I know you've mentioned about growing up with lifelong worry, but sometimes it's hidden, it's not always seen.
That's absolutely right, and we call it hidden harm. So when there is substance misuse in a family, we call it hidden harm. It's not necessarily seen to the outside world. So you have children carrying these burdens, carrying these secrets. They often think it's something they've done. They blame themselves. They think, if I was a better child, if I did this, if I did that, if I, you know, behaved like this, if I did better at school. So this can cause a lifetime of starting out in childhood of mental health issues, anxiety, depression, going on to make the wrong choices in later life, you know, always trying to people please, trying to work it through in their own way. But what happens in for children living in these families is there's often there can be chaos, unpredictability, no lack of routine, not knowing what it's going to be like when they go home from school every day. And our little service is so important, because what it does is it gives children someone to talk to, someone independent, someone to work through with them that it isn't their fault, that they haven't caused it, and that they will stop these patterns of behaviour, you know, for them, intergenerational harm in the future. And it's a really important safeguarding issue that is often overlooked.
How does Motivate make that initial connection with a child who might be struggling, but is otherwise, it's unseen, as we say? So what's the first port of call?
So we have a team of therapists who work exclusively with children, and they have been trained with very sort of creative, imaginative types of working, lots of play therapy, sand story, and they will go out to meet children in the community. We've got a fantastic family room here, which is just an Aladdin's cave of games and toys, where children can become creative and explore what it's like for them at home. So I can't commend enough the team and the valuable work that they do with some of the most vulnerable children on the island.
And have you witnessed it yourself when those barriers start to break down, when the children get more comfortable around the officers, and those hidden harms become suddenly less hidden, and they start to reveal certain things that they're worried about, certain things that are on their mind?
Absolutely. And one of the other lovely aspects of our service is Mini Motivate. So Mini Motivate is a group for these children, so they all come together, and it's a fantastic group where you can see that they all kind of identify with each other. They all know they've got this common experience. So yes, you can see it firsthand that these children have got, they've built those connections with their workers, and they're now building connections with other children as well. And I can't tell you how valuable that is.
It shows how wide the umbrella is of Motivate, because you're, of course, supporting people with dependency first and foremost, and then you've got to think about those who are around them as well. So how do you fund this service? How does this family service survive, and how has it survived for 10 years?
It's been difficult, I have to say. We're constantly fundraising for it, and at the moment the climate for fundraising is really difficult. You know, we've got an economic crisis. We've got some key funders, donors. The Scheinberg family have been particularly helpful to us. The Manx Lottery Trust has supported us as well. Other people have donated too. So we are constantly looking for people who can support us and keep this valuable, essential work going, because we need to see that we are not seeing these families repeating these mistakes over and over, and that children can be supported to make the right life choices.
Breaking that generational cycle, I suppose. What do you hope happens with the family service? Where do you hope it goes over the next 10 years?
To be honest, the family service needs to grow. They estimate nationally there's about 3 million children that are impacted by hidden harm. We are just touching the surface. We need to work with more families at the earlier stages so that we are preventing that hidden harm from those children very early on, rather than waiting until they're actually in the point of being under the umbrella of social services. We want to work with families sooner. So doing more work with going into schools, with children, getting parents to appreciate early on that what they do at home can impact, you know, if they're drinking too much, using drugs, their children are seeing this, it's impacting them.
Are you concerned there are some children on the Isle of Man who you haven't been able to reach so far?
We will never reach all the children on the Isle of Man, and that really saddens me. So the more work that we can do and the more we can keep this service going and developing, the more families we will be able to reach.
So outside of the family service, how do you support those impacted by another person's dependency?
So we have some other projects at Motivate which are part of the family service. So we have MPACT. So MPACT is a project which has been developed by the Forward Trust, and we are licensed to provide this service. So that's a whole family group work intervention. In fact, we're running an MPACT program at the moment, and it's all about families getting together and the parents understanding that what they do at home can impact their children and their lives going forward. We also have another project called Empowered, which is funded by the Manx Lottery Trust. And if you like, that's a bit like a youth club for kids who are 11 to 17, who again are impacted by substance misuse in the home or have been previously. And again, it's an opportunity for them to get together and do teen-like things as opposed to being Motivate. So they'll do fun things and just enjoy being a kid, which is what they should be able to do, and not to be worried about what's going on at home.
And for you, Thea, personally, how does it feel knowing that Motivate has supported? As we mentioned, there are hundreds over the years that have been supported by Motivate. How does that feel?
It is sort of career affirming. You know, I always wanted to work in a service that was holistic, that saw substance misuse as a family problem, not just the individual. Because there is research that says if you work with families, you can have more support for the person themselves who's got the problem. So for me, it's always been a vital part of what we do, and I think it's been pioneering and it's been groundbreaking that we're not just seeing the individual, we're seeing the whole family.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.